This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-817-4601. Regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Hale, H-A-L-E, date of birth April 11th of 1945. Dear Sue, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hale with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy, also history of low magnesium levels. She's received 4 of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations and has not been ill with the COVID-19 infection to date. She did have some recent flu-like symptoms with nausea and vomiting and some diarrhea, and that has since resolved. But then she had lab studies done right after being ill, and creatinine was slightly higher this month. So we're going to recheck that again in May. No nausea, no current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and now bowels are normal without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, Glipizide was discontinued, and she was started on Trulicity, 1.5 milligram weekly. Zetia has been discontinued also. I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram daily. And she's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam. The only vital sign the patient could get for us today was her weight at 179 pounds. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 14th of 2022. As stated previously, creatinine was 1.5 with estimated GFR of 34. She usually runs between 1.2 and 1.3. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.8, albumin 3.7, calcium 9.1. Hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. With slightly higher creatinine level, most likely that's secondary to her recent vomiting and diarrhea illness. And we're going to recheck all of her renal labs in May or early June. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll do labs generally every 3 months after the next labs we recheck in a month. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.